The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Welcome everybody to Bite by Bite, a great show about the heart of Alabama Food Bank. This is a show we do every single week where we talk about the specifics of the food banking industry. And it's very, very interesting because Michael Coleman is the CEO. They cover 35 counties in the great state of Alabama. And Michael, welcome back to Bite by Bite. My brother, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I've been really excited about getting this show off the ground. We have so many questions that people call us about all the time. And really, when we hit the pandemic, we saw how vital the food banking network is when over 60 million people stood in line for food assistance. And so when you're talking about one in six Americans, it's really a subject that we don't talk about a lot. We tend to think it's just for people in poverty. But the reality is there's tons of people in, that are in our lives that have worked hard their entire life. And just find themselves not being able to make ends meet. There's lots of reasons why people need assistance. And the more we talk about it, the more we can destigmatize helping our neighbors. And so that's what this is all about.
Heart of Alabama Food Bank, of course, works through Feeding America, the largest organization in the United States of America. They do wonderful work. And of course, there's all kinds of food banks in the great state of Alabama. They all do wonderful work. I have been blessed enough to go down there and see your facility, and was absolutely, totally blown away. First of all, by how well and how fluid it works, but also by just the product you had in that building, knowing that the shelf life on a lot of the food I was seeing was only 3 or 4 days. And I'm like, how in the world are they logistically going to get this stuff out? Can you speak just a little bit about how that works? And you obviously coming from the Jimmy Hill Mission, you worked in a different industry. What were your initial thoughts when you walked in to that plant and saw what you needed to deal with?
Yeah, so I've dealt with food banks in the past, but more from an agency perspective, like coming to get, because I may have been serving people in our community. And so I didn't get to see the full spectrum of it. But coming here and getting behind the scenes, food banks are the ones who are sourcing and acquiring and just getting all the food that they can and then distributing that. And a lot of it is we're trying to save food from unnecessarily going to landfills. And we're talking about healthy, nutritious food that we're just capturing before it goes bad. And like you said, sometimes that means once we get our hands on it, it may only have 3 or 4 days of life. So we have to be very effective and very efficient in our operations to make sure there's no time wasted. Now, you're always going to have some waste because maybe food doesn't make it through or whatever reason. But I mean, the amount of time we spend working on our processes to say, how can we eliminate spoilage? How can we make sure that we are capturing this and getting it into the hands of folks who need it? It's an amazing endeavor. One of the things I tried to share with people when they come to a tour is we have so many different programs that food comes in. So the USDA will send us food. Well, when that food comes in, we have to distribute it in a special way. And I won't get into all the boring regulations of it, but we have to distribute that. We will get a can of green beans donated or a case of green beans donated that's identical to what we got from USDA, but it has a completely different set of rules for distribution. Wow. As to who we can distribute it to, under what conditions, and how then the agencies give it to the individual. So it's not just it, if I was a furniture seller and a retailer or wholesaler, and the furniture company orders a chair, you know, I get the chair in, I send it back out. But now we get food in, and sometimes, guess what? We can't redistribute it in the same box that it came in because it's not in the right amount or not in the right shape. So lots of times we get stuff and have to rebox it to then get it into our system. So there's so many moving pieces, and we have a time limit, especially with our produce and meat and all those kind of things and our dairy. So our guys are hopping nonstop.
This is Bite by Bite here, serving Heart of Alabama Food Bank, another show you can hear on Tony Curry Radio, and of course, wherever you get your podcast, and also on our brand new YouTube channel. You know, it's really interesting because I think for the most part, people just think that if you're hungry, you're hungry. And if you're hungry, you're going to eat whatever's given to you. And you guys specifically try to do a really good job of making sure that people don't waste the food they do get. Because I'll be the first one to say whenever there's a food drive, I'm going to go buy the cheapest thing I can get. And I'm going to get 35 cans of it to make it look like I'm giving more food than I probably am. And not everyone wants to eat lima beans three times a day.
Right.
Then you talk about the logistics of, are we talking about children? Are we talking about families? Are we talking about different types of culture? Are we talking about seniors? Are we talking about vets? And you wrote that in this email that we spoke about before we did the show. And all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, what am I dealing with here? Where specifically is this food going? Coming from a guy who did a foundation that did for special needs kids and individuals, we didn't want to do nothing against Toys for Tots, which does wonderful work. We didn't want to do something where a family needed toys and we just got them 16 baseballs or 16 different balls. We specifically needed sizes. We wanted to know what their thoughts and processes were on whether they like baseball, whether they like soccer, whether they into science. And so we specifically bought for those children, that family. How does that work with the Heart of Alabama Food Bank?
Yeah. So it's just like a business. You know, you have to understand who your customer is and have your customer in mind. So one of the things when I got here, I noticed that we had what was called a senior supplement program. And so it wasn't designed to give seniors all the food that they could handle, but it's a substantial amount of food, about 45 pounds of food a month. And it's to supplement what they have, because that's really the problem with seniors. If you get Social Security or, you know, you're on a fixed income, and lots of times, and then when the inflationary pressures come, and then the bottom line is you just can't make ends meet. So you have to make some tough decisions. Do I give up my medicine? Am I able to keep the air conditioner on? And when you're in places like Alabama, the humidity, I mean, you've got to have heat. I mean, you've got to have cool. And then in the wintertime, you've got to have heat. So you're having real life decisions that are having to be made. Well, when I saw that what we were given, I had found out that our senior supplement box had really depleted, or the people who were participating in it. And I thought, well, I don't think the demand's going. I mean, why is our demand for our boxes going down? Because I don't think hunger is being resolved. And what had happened was, is just over time, you take your eye off the prize a little bit. And what we were able to distribute was not enough. It was things that were going to have to make seniors stand on their feet and cook. And so you think about, you could give them a pack of dried beans and you put it up there on the stove and they have to cook it for an hour or two. But now you're thinking about a senior who may not be able to stand, who may not be able to even cook anymore, who may not be able to be around fire. That's not a good thing. So we've kind of gone and said, you know what, we need easy opening packages, easy tear packages. So they need protein, but I don't want to give them a huge frozen ham that they have to cook. It's one person in the house. Let's get them packaged protein that can be easy to tear and easy opening pop tops and things like that, that people who may be struggling with arthritis or just battling other issues, that these are things that they can eat. It's nourishing. It's healthy. It's not so much they can't, where they'll have to throw it away, because you can give them a big ham. If it's one person's going to their house, you know, they can eat on it a few days and then it's got to go in the dumpster. There's no way an older pig. So the bottom line is you just have to start from the beginning to end and go, who's my audience? What is it we're trying to address? How do we best address it? Not what's easiest for us, but what is the best for them? And so we try to always move in that direction. Now, sometimes we can't always get the products that we want. We can't always get it as easy as we want. But I think the expectation that we place upon ourselves is, look, we're going to be fighting to understand so that when they get that box, it's a burden lifted from them. And it's not just a thoughtless, here, take what you get and do the best you can with it.
Having dealt with Meals on Wheels, and I did this for my father, and a lot of people are like, your dad's on Meals for Wheels? Is he really hurting? I'm like, no, he's not really hurting. And I was paying for the service every single month, but I did it for two reasons. First of all, I knew that he was eating Wendy's four times a day, which was not good for him. And I knew he was going to be getting, his serving of bread and his fruit and everything else. But the other thing I thought was great about that service was someone was going by his house 2 or 3 days a week to knock on the door to make sure he was okay. And he really, he's a widower, and he really appreciated the opportunity to have somebody sometimes needed. Sometimes
yeah, human interaction is part of it. And it's the idea. I mean, one of the things my mother did, I could point to so many wonderful things about my mother and things that she taught me. She took me to a nursing home one time. And, you know, nursing homes lots of times have really bad smells, and you're trying to, you're like, this is not somewhere I just want to naturally hang out. But she would take me in there to people who maybe were being cared for the best they could. I don't know. But she talked about the importance of human touch, and she would touch their arm and she would touch their hands and she would stroke their face and just, and you could see people come alive at that. And what that taught me was, is that something, some of the simple things in life can be life altering to those that seem, they seem so simple to us, but are world changers for those that we're serving. And so that's, again, when I look at the food, now I can't visit everybody personally who needs food, unfortunately. But what I can know is I'm sending them a box that when they look at it, they don't sigh because, oh, you've sent me a lot of problems. No, you've sent me a lot of variety of nourishing food that I can handle. And now the next month of my life is going to be better because the food bank is here.
And isn't it interesting that when we get depressed or we get down or we get out a little bit, what do? We go to our favorite comfort food. And you're talking about just the comfort of another human being being there.
That's right.
The service of that food is very, very important. Michael Coleman, Bite by Bite right here, a Heart of Alabama Food Bank. Tell everyone how they can help you out. And of course, we'll continue to do this show. You can see us on our YouTube channel, not to mention, of course, heard on TKR Radio and wherever you get your favorite podcast.
Yeah, we're going to please join us at HAFB, Heart of Alabama Food Bank, .org. And if you're locally in this area, we'd love for you to get involved with what we're doing. If you want to financially support us, we always need that because we do have to buy special items for seniors and for children, and we want to do that. Hey, come and get involved with us. But again, get involved with people in your community. Food banking is vital. So many people depend on us. And we need everybody involved in this fight, so thanks.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.